American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the conversations. Number 1.
I wish that you wouldn't drive so fast. It scares me.
I wish you wouldn't worry so much.
Number 2.
Do you wish your students would study more?
Yes, but I also wish I could help them more.
Number 3.
What do you wish you were doing for vacation?
I wish I were going to Europe.
Number 4.
Do you sometimes wish you worked somewhere else?
Yes, sometimes I wish I were working overseas.
Don't you enjoy being a teacher?
Yes, but I wish I were teaching overseas.
Number 5.
Rita can sing well, and she wishes she were a singer.
I wish she wouldn't sing so loud. It gives me a headache.
Where else could she practice?
I don't know, but why couldn't she wish that she were a dancer?
Number 6.
Brooke says she wishes she were taller. Why?
Because she wishes that she worked for a photographer. And photographers always want tall girls in their pictures.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to some questions and look at the pictures and words. Write the answers to the questions. Look at the example. Is Ken a good dancer? No, but he wishes he were. Repeat. No, but he wishes he were. Now write the answers to the questions. Number 1. Does Helen enjoy being a teacher? Number 2. Can Steve quit smoking? Number 3. Can Henry play the piano? Number 4. Does Ned enjoy driving a taxi? Number 5. Can Mary sew? Number 6. Does Fran have a part-time job? Let's check your answers. Number 1. Does Helen enjoy being a teacher? No, she wishes she were an actress. Repeat. No, she wishes she were an actress. Number 2. Can Steve quit smoking? No, but he wishes he could. Repeat. No, but he wishes he could. Number 3. Can Henry play the piano? No, but he wishes he were a musician. Repeat. No, but he wishes he were a musician. Number 4. Does Ned enjoy driving a taxi? No, he wishes he were a pilot. Repeat. No, he wishes he were a pilot. Number 5. Can Mary sew? No, but she wishes she could. Repeat. No, but she wishes she could. Number 6. Does Fran have a part-time job? Yes, but she wishes she had a full-time job. Repeat. Yes, but she wishes she had a full-time job. Look at Figure 3. Read the questions. Now listen to an announcement, and then select the answers to the questions. Due to hazardous weather conditions, schools in the area will be closed until 10 o'clock. The bases will be open at 9 for those who can get in to work. The malls will not open until 12 noon. Watch out for ice on bridges. Highways 1210 and 900 have sections closed. Stay tuned to this station for more weather bulletins. Repeating, Due to hazardous weather conditions, schools in the area will be closed until 10 o'clock. The bases will be open at 9 for those who can get in to work. The malls will not open until 12 noon. Watch out for ice on bridges. Highways 1210 and 900 have sections closed. Stay tuned to this station for more weather bulletins. Now answer the questions. Let's check your answers. Number one is A. The schools will be open at 10 o'clock. Number two is A. The bases will be open at 9 o'clock. Number three is C. The malls will be open at 12 o'clock. Number four is B. Highways 900 and 1210 have sections closed.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a warning, then change it. Look at the example.
Look out, there's a child.
A policeman.
Repeat. Look out, there's a policeman.
Watch out.
Repeat. Watch out, there's a policeman. Now listen to the warning and then change it. Be careful, there's a barricade.
Train.
Repeat, be careful, there's a train.
Low water crossing.
Repeat, be careful, there's a low water crossing.
Live wire.
Repeat, be careful, there's a live wire.
Visibility is low.
Repeat, be careful, visibility is low.
Watch out.
Repeat, watch out, visibility is low.
Roads are icy.
Repeat. Watch out. The roads are icy.
Hazardous.
Repeat. Watch out. The roads are hazardous.
Look at figure 5. Listen to some situations. Circle the best warning or advice.
Number 1. Ned has tools in his garage. He works there on weekends, repairing things and making things for the house. Monday, when he came home from work, before going into the house, he stopped to finish a job he'd started on the weekend. What advice should he remember? Number 2. Margie just got into her car and started it. She is starting to drive away. What warning would you give her before she starts? Number 3. Before leaving to go to work, the Millers turned on the radio to hear the weather forecast. The weatherman warned of heavy rains and flash flooding in low areas. What should the Millers do? Number 4. Your friend Mary is driving you home. She is talking and not watching the street signs. You see she is going too fast as you come to a school zone. What should you say to Mary? Number 5. You are to ride home with a friend in very foggy weather. What would you tell him? Number 6. You are at your friend's house for a barbecue. He is having trouble starting the fire. He reaches for the gasoline can. What advice would you give him? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. Repeat. Never wear loose clothes around moving machinery. Number 2 is C. Repeat. Fasten your seat belt. Number 3 is B. Repeat. Watch out for rising water. Number 4 is A. Repeat. Slow down and watch for children. Number 5 is B. Repeat. We ought to leave early. Visibility is low. Number 6 is C. Repeat. Never have gasoline around a fire.
Look at figure 6. Give a warning or some advice to the people in the pictures.
Look at picture number 1. What advice would you give them? Repeat. You shouldn't swim immediately after eating. Look at picture number 2. What warning would you give the man? Repeat, it's dangerous to go through a barricade. Look at picture number 3. What warning would you give the man? Repeat, look out, you're going to fall. Look at picture number 4. What warning would you give the girl? Repeat, watch out, you're dropping them.
Look at figure 7.
When I say begin, circle the word which does not belong in each group. You'll have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Let's correct your work. In number 1, the word bald doesn't belong. In number 2, the word thunder doesn't belong. In number 3, the word listen doesn't belong. In number 4, the word fog doesn't belong. In number 5, the word freeze doesn't belong. In number 6, the word number doesn't belong. In number 7, the word stand doesn't belong. In number 8, the word off doesn't belong. In number 9, the word ride doesn't belong. In number 10, the word people doesn't belong. This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 18.